This is a story about failed communication in an era of high-speed technology. It is also a story about a woman who suffered unnecessarily and a healthcare team that tried to do the very best for the woman, but didn't. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Ellie was a 75-year-old woman who had very clear preferences about the care she wished to receive at the end of her life. She realized that when the time came for big decisions about her care, she might not be in a condition to voice her opinions. So she did everything she could think of to make sure her wishes would be known. Ellie completed a durable power of attorney for healthcare and appointed her best friend to be her proxy decision maker. Armed with the form, her proxy would be legally able to make specific healthcare decisions should Ellie not be able to make those decisions. She also completed a PULSED form, which is a physician order for life-sustaining treatment. The PULSED is a medical order signed by both Ellie and her doctor that specifies the type of medical treatment she would receive toward the end of her life. Ellie hoped the PULSED would prevent unwanted or medically ineffective treatment, reduce any suffering, and assure that her wishes were followed. Well, a couple of years later, on a recent Saturday afternoon, Ellie had a serious headache. She called both 911 and her best friend. The paramedics came and rushed Ellie to the hospital. When she arrived in the emergency department, she was unresponsive but alive. The doctors asked the friend what Ellie's wishes about healthcare were. Well, while Ellie had asked her friend to be her proxy, she'd never told the friend her specific wishes, and she never gave her friend a copy of the durable power of attorney. She gave the document to her primary care doctor, and because it was a weekend, that doctor couldn't be reached. Doctors in the ED told the friend that Ellie needed a brain MRI and that she'd need to be intubated, a tube placed in her lungs to help her breathe during the MRI. Well, Ellie figured since it wasn't actually treatment, but rather a diagnostic test, she agreed. After the MRI was over, Ellie couldn't breathe on her own, so doctors kept the tube in place and hooked her up to a respirator. Well, a day or so later, the primary care doctor found the forms. It was clear that Ellie did not want to be intubated under any circumstances. After lots of discussion, it was agreed that the tube would be removed and Ellie was allowed to die. But big questions remain here. Why in this day and age were these forms not available in a digital format for doctors to see from any hospital should the need arise? And why, if Ellie felt so strongly about not having aggressive care, had she never discussed her wishes with her friend or given the friend a copy of the form? This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.